A week's passed since the Outdoor Retailers Trade Show announced it's leaving Salt Lake City after being here two decades. There are also hints it might try to leave Utah even before its three-convention contract is up. KOER's Judy Fays reports.
The company behind the Outdoor Retailer Trade Show is restating its commitment to Salt Lake City just for this summer. A statement from Emerald Exposition says it's, quote, reconsidering all its options, end quote, after the gathering planned for late July.
It's nothing new.
Scott Beck is CEO of Visit Salt Lake. He says past statements from OR have left the door open for relocating sooner than the summer of 2018, but he doubts that'll happen.
There is a contract with the Salt Palace Convention Center and over 25 hotels in Salt Lake. They would have to extricate themselves from those contracts in addition to finding space in such a short window.
Outdoor companies like Patagonia have pledged to boycott any future shows in Salt Lake City because of Utah's public lands politics. The companies say it's time to take their business, around $45 million a year, to a state that shares their values about the environment. Meanwhile, the Outdoor Industry Association is focusing on this year's summer market show. Amy Roberts leads the trade group.
Well, I think our industry feels strongly that we do want to use the summer show to just more of a celebration of public lands and also to thank the Salt Lake community.
So far, there are no details about what kinds of protests and appreciation events are planned in the host city. Judy Fays, KUER News.